You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for New York City Celebrity Psychic with Perry Lyons.
Perry Lyons.
Live from PerryLyons.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is New York City Celebrity Psychic
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, cherished ducklings. I'm Perry Lyons, and you're you, which is the best possible thing you could be. And we're approaching the end of summer, which is always sad. Because, you know, September brings remembrances of going back to school, and it's like everybody coming back from vacation. But there's a Sagittarius moon today to offset the Virgo season energy, which, in which we're all a little perfectionistic and a little, maybe a little hard on ourselves. But Virgo is the most misunderstood sign. So if you're Virgo or you love one and you're watching this, I will tell you a secret. Virgo is not about being obsessively me, although occasionally that can happen. But it is about a search for purity and a search for bringing ideals down from like the abstract into practical. It's a very beautiful sign. All the signs are beautiful. But I will say that having a Sagittarius moon is a nice break in Virgo. Sagittarius moon is sort of when you blurt out things you didn't mean to blurt out. I'll tell you about that in a second. And you might find yourself accidentally telling truths that you've been thinking about for a while but didn't actually mean to say. I got in trouble in a spiritual group meeting the other day. I can't believe I'm going to tell you this, but moon is Sagittarius. I'm going to tell you. And by the way, call in because I'm desperately wanting to hear your wishes, your hopes, your dreams. And since I have a 92% proven accuracy rate, I'm here for you, baby. So what was I going to say? Oh, I was at a spiritual group and I was talking about how when I wake up, I turn my life and my will over to the care of a God who loves and cares for me. And then there was a pause. And I said, at least that's what he says. And then I said, but maybe he's just trying to get me into bed. And it was not good. It was not. Doing that in a spiritual meeting, not so good. But Sagittarius couldn't help it. So, my darlings, I'm going to pick the three psychic tarot cards today. This is for the next week. So the first card is for today and the next couple of days. Second card is from, you know, weekend-ish. Third card is like Monday through next Wednesday, when it all starts again. And you join me next Wednesday at 9 o'clock on Moonstruck TV and A1R Radio. Woohoo! So, okay. I just pulled these without looking at them. Interesting. The first card. What was the first card? First card is the Five of Cups. Now, in numerology and in tarot, five is always a number of change. So you're going from four, you feel secure, you're at home, things are nice. And then you come to five, which is where the universe is saying, yeah, this is good, but get out of bed. And sometimes it feels unpleasant, but it always leads to six, which is healing and growing and everything working out. But the five, this is not a cheerful card to look at. Five card is somebody looking at three spilled golden cups. I mean, so if you have any golden cups at all, you're doing good, but what do I know? If this person turns around and looks at the two full cups behind him, her, or them, they will understand that, you know, things aren't that bad. What this says is at this moment, you might be looking at all the ways you feel you've effed up or you've lost something or relationship isn't quite what you want it to be. But if you turn around, you've got two golden filled cups and it's something you can really work with. So don't try not to look at the past. Try not to concentrate on like, this isn't working. This isn't working. And look at what is working. Just a thought. Okay. What's next card? Youth wants to know. Oh, next card is the Seven of Swords. Interesting. Seven of Swords. Oh, hey, Carla. Oh, you're in Roanoke. I love Roanoke.
Yes.
Hey, love. I'm just going to finish this.
I used to love Roanoke.
Well, I'm in my country place in Annapolis, so I can wave to you from here. I'm going to finish the psychic weather, and I'll be right back with you. While you're waiting, I'd like you to do this breath. Ready? Take a deep breath, and then breathe on top of that. Like that. And then pause for four, and then let it out like this. Which is not dignified and will vastly amuse any toddlers in your vicinity. But what you're doing is you're relaxing. Stimulating the vagus nerve, as opposed to the vagus nerve, which is where you wake up in a hotel room in a Nevada city surrounded by 10 unconscious sex workers, 30,000 empty liquor bottles, and a decade of your life missing. So I'm going to finish this psychic tarot weather. Do the breath. I'll be right back with you. Thank you for being here, too. Okay. The Seven of Swords, it's a moment, really pretty card. It's a moment when plans kind of need revision. So you've got some great plans, but they're a little vague. You want to look at them. And they're also, your timing is a little off. So what this is saying is any big plan you're launching, just double check it. Wait a couple of days because the timing has to be right. Also, the reason I'm asking you to wait is that there's more going on in the background than you know. There's kind of a secret thing going on that you don't know about. So take that for what it's worth. What is our next card? And, oh, that's nice. Oh, our last card is, this is the Ten of Cups. And the Ten of Cups is, I always think of it as the marriage card or the great relationship card, or you're coming into a time in your life when you can actually accept all the blessings you're getting. You know, sometimes we're surrounded by blessings, but we forget them. And this card is like you're noticing your blessings. And usually I'm going to say there's a person with whom you're sharing a really special bond. This person is either in your life and you're going to reevaluate your connection with them, or they're coming in. So look forward to that. I love doing that. Okay, Carla. Woohoo. All right, baby, yeah. Still there? So I like to connect to people through their birthdays. When's your birthday?
12/30/66.
I'm sorry. Say it one more time.
December 30th, 1966.
Oh, look at you. You're a fire horse and a Capricorn.
Yes, I am.
Oh, yes, that's some combination. I'm surprised you're not calling me from, like, your throne in some...
You know. I'm on my throne, thank you.
You know, in ancient days, when girl babies were born during a fire horse year, their families would often just leave them out in the, you know, leave them on a mountaintop and just leave because they were considered to be too powerful for women. And we don't do that anymore.
Wow.
So
that's kind of cool.
I love my fire horse ladies. You guys,
I guarantee you, my dad would have liked to have left me on a mountaintop a time or two.
Oh, so how can I help you, my angel?
I was just hoping to connect.
What's that?
I was hoping to connect with whoever wants to come through.
Be a little more specific, because when we say anybody, what happens is like great aunts and third cousins once removed tend to step in because it's like they've been waiting for a chance. I'm getting both a man and a woman. What?
Okay, I lost my son in 2022, and I lost my dad 5 days after him. So I was kind of hoping to connect with one of them.
Oh, so your son. Oh God, I'm so sorry. We should never have to bury our children. And your dad was a pistol. Wow,
yes, he was.
And your son is gorgeous.
Was
he a very good-looking boy? Because I'm getting somebody here who's sensitive, dark hair, maybe hazel or light eyes. Is that correct?
He had very blue eyes.
Oh, okay.
Actually, both of them did. Very blue eyes.
Yeah, you got his grandfather.
Now, hazel eyes, I know who that is.
Okay. I saw light eyes, but sometimes the colors, you know, I'm not perfect.
My eyes are hazel, so.
If I was God, I'd have better shoes. Okay. Did he pass unexpectedly? I'm so sorry. He's apologizing to you because there was a lot of stuff. Hold on one second. I just love him. He's beautiful. Dark hair, blue eyes?
Yes, he is.
About five, blue, maybe blue five. Eyes. What?
Yeah, blue eyes, darker hair. Not real dark, but.
Not real dark. Like chestnut. Yeah. Like kind of medium brown, light brown. Yeah. Did he have like a dimple?
No.
Anyway, he's a very good looking kid. And he was in the middle of starting a lot of new stuff. Is that correct?
Yes.
And he's really angry at himself for putting himself in a position. And it wasn't his fault, but he put himself in this position in a little more danger than. Yeah. So he's angry at himself. He wants you to forgive him. He wants his wife. Did they have a baby son?
Yes.
Is there a little? Okay. And the baby son has a connection. There's a family connection. So the son has a family middle name. Is that correct?
No.
Okay. Well, there's some connection. Either the son was very.
He had a family middle name. My son had a family middle name.
Okay, that's what I'm getting. There's a strong. You come from a strong family, and there's a lot of. Yeah, there's a lot of badass women in your ancestry. I am here to say.
Yes, it is.
And the men. It's interesting. Your dad was a pistol. Your son seems more sensitive to me. Is that correct?
Yes.
Or just a beautiful soul.
He was while he was here.
He was what? I'm sorry.
I said he was while he was here.
Yeah, well, he still is. One thing that doing this has taught me is there is absolutely no, death is just, it's a doorway. And before I started doing this, which I did accidentally, I was an atheist. I thought when you die, that's it. And since then, I've been shown that love never stops. Our personalities keep going, and we're always attached to the people we love. He is very much with you. Yep. Does he have a sister? I'm seeing a woman that he's sending love to. Okay. Boy, his sister took it hard, man. He wants her to know that. Yeah. I mean, you did too, but you're from this family of really strong people. Wow. I think you go back a long time.
I think my spirituality has helped me a whole lot because I absolutely 100% know he's still with me.
Yeah. Oh, no, he's in.
I always called him my indigo soul child.
Yeah. And your faith is beautiful and your faith is right. So I'm telling you, the thing that you're hanging on to, perfect, true, and eternal. His sister, she's lovely. Does she have a really pretty name? Not Lorelei, but something really old-fashioned and pretty. Oh, I've got 60 seconds. What's her name?
Carmen. Her name's Carmen. Carmen.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. It's like a beautiful name. She's a lovely girl. He's with her all the time. He's with her kids. And he wants you to tell his wife or girlfriend that he's always with her. He's always with their kid. He's with his sister, and he's really with you. So at night when you're praying, he's right on your left side. He's also shown you occasionally that he's there. You'll know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Yeah. I've got a Zoom, but darling, so much love around you. So much angelic presence. Holy mackerel. And you're going to have a great year. And remember, you really are starting in November. Things are going whoop, way up. Let me know how you are because I care.
Awesome.
And you're just lovely.
Okay.
Take care, my love.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. And I love my cherished ducklings. I really do. Come back next week on 9 o'clock, Moonstruck TV, 81R Radio. I'm Perry Lyons. And you know what? I just love you.